I think the most significant thing in this case is that the technicians, the physicians have entered, let's say this way, into the brain of the person. So until now, we had only some tests about the responsiveness of the person, but from out, from things, gestures, etc., that the person could or could not do. In this case, they have seen the brain in act, and they have seen that the brain responds as our normal brain responds. When we have some stimulus, we do some mental operations, like imagine, speaking, etc. So they have entered into the brain with a scanner, of course, I mean, and they have seen, actually, that the person is thinking, the person is imagining, the person is hearing them, the physicians. So this confirms something that I was convinced about from many years, that the person who is in a vegetative state is not dead. He or she is a real person, a live person. We must respect her or he as a normal person who is in a very bad state, but he is a living person. So we must respect her.